Ready to start. My roof. I'm going to give a guy from Adol Talk, and I can tell you I personally have seen a number of shtiklas from the wonderful Svarim. I'm sure you will all benefit tremendously from them, as I have myself. Just continuing a thought about tefillah, how we know Yitzchak himself is the Omer HaTefillah, Yitzchak Avinu is the Omer Keneged Avodah, it's the Maral and Derech Chaim, and Omer's Perek Aleph and Mishnah Beis, and the Gra and Talmidei HaGra as well, echoing that same sentiment of the earlier Maharal. We have Gimel Amudei Olam, Torah Avodah, Gemilas HaSadim, and Yitzchak Avinu is that Omer HaTefillah, but the one who introduced the concept of Tefillah, even though Yitzchak might highlight the Musik HaTefillah more than anyone else, the one who introduced the very concept to the world is, of course, Avraham Avinu. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Chavav Amud Beis, HaTefillos Ovos Tiknam, Avraham Avinu was Mesakein Shachris, Yitzchak Mesakein Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu was Mesakein Meirah, was Mesakein the Tefillah of Arvis. So he introduced the very concept of Tefillah into the world. And we have another fascinating Gemara regarding the Shaychus HaMiyuchenes of Avraham Avinu to the concept of tefillah. We talk about a mokum kavua. Where does it come from? Let's go to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara tells us as follows: Amram Chelbo, Amram Huna, Hakol kavei mokum leTfiloso Elohei Avraham BeEzro. Anyone who establishes a set place for his tefillah, the God of Avraham Avinu will be to his assistance of Shemes, and when he passes away, Amram Lo will say about such an individual, Avraham Avinu, and that will be part and parcel of his eulogy when it comes to the time of his demise, and will be said about such an individual, he is an Onav, he is a Chosid, he is counted amongst the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. We have another Gemara, also dissimilar Lashon, some have a Nusach of Taroso, but the Gemara tells us on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, on Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kol Kaveya Mokum Letfiloso Oivim Naflim Tachtov. His enemies will fall from before him. Some have the Girsa, Taroso, some say Tfiloso. Either way, the Marsha and others, everyone's bothered. What's the Shaychus of Kviyas Mokum Atfila Hadavka to Avraham Avinu? And why is this person called me Tamid of Avraham Avinu? Just because he was Kaveya Mokum Letfiloso. And many different Pirushim, various explanations are offered. Just to share with you in the few minutes remaining what the Beis HaLevi Zatzal writes in his Hagdama. And his Hagdama to Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, writes the Beis HaLevi, he's also bothered with the Shaychus Avraham Avinu, especially when we said Yitzchak Avinu is the one connected to Mokum HaAvoda. He is the one connected to Tfilah, which is Mokum HaAvoda Niskano. Avraham Avinu introduced the concept of what's this Shaychus, the connection between Kaviyas Mokum HaTefillah to Avraham Avinu. So the Beis HaLevi says as follows. We have a Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufna Vav Amar Aleph, Amram Yechanan, Ein Mazel Yisrael. What does it mean, Ein Mazel Yisrael? So many Rishonim explain, it doesn't mean we have no Shaychus to the Mazalus. It means that even though we too might be living our daily lives, Tachas, the world of the Mazalus, the world of the Zodiac, the constellations, we can easily change it. We can be Mishan our Mazel. And the Bali Yatesis, the Ramban, and others explain Ayyadei Tefillah, especially Ayyadei Kama, different Zechuyas. But Befrat Ayyadei Tefillah, we can be Mishan in the Mazel. And what's the case? What is the example that Ein Mazel Yisrael Avraham Avinu? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Hatzeya Chutza, leave your Itzdignanut, your astrological constellation, and I will go ahead and give you Avraham Avinu a child. I'll leave this mazel, and because of your tefillos, the Reboy tefillos, I'm going to go and be mashad of the mazel. It's not the mashad, and the Davishter says, I'm going to stop, give Avraham, who couldn't have a child, together with Sarah, now all of a sudden, I'm going to give you a child. It means, what? Ayyadeya koch ha-tefillah, zog debes ha-levi, you'll be mashad of the mazel, which means what? You could stay put, you could stay exactly where you are, but because of the koch of your chosh of tefillah, I'm going to be mahapich the olam ha-mazalos, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Yes, you might be Tachas the Mazel, but it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're subject to the Koach of the Mazelus, the stellar forces of energy coming derech the constellations. Ayde the Koach HaTefillah, you can be Meshana that the Mazel. So you don't have to go on and focus too much on whatever the Mazelus tell you, because Ayde your special Tefillah, I will allow you to circumvent the world of the Mazelus and deal directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who's the first one who showed us that chinish of Ein Mazel Yisrael Ayyadei Tefillah? Who's the first one who was subject to one gezar din Ayyadei, what the Ha'olam ha'sfiris, and what the Olam ha'mazolos decreed, Avraham Avinu, the way he was destined, he wasn't going to have a child. All he had to do was stay put, daven, right here, knowing that the Eibishter could do whatever he wants. He could be Mashan of the Mazolos at will. All I have to do is daven, and that'll be that button that will trigger that automatic release of a Shefa Miyuchad, and that will cause me to have children. I could stay put, open up my sinner kilo, and daven, and the Eibishter will be Mashan at whatever the Mazolos had initially decreed. Amela Zokta Beis Halevi. Kokovei Amokom Litzfiloso says what? I don't have to go in and say, oh, if I go there, then my davening will be heard. If I go there, Eibishter is listening wherever I am. As long as I have a set place, I don't have to keep switching my place. I could say, this is my Mokom. And as long as this is my Mokom, it's not about, oh, if I go to that Mokom, Hashem will answer me. Because here he won't answer me. Eibishter is going to answer you wherever you are. I can stay put and establish my Kviyas Mokom right here, right now, knowing that I day the Koach HaTfilah, that'll be the trigger that will engender that Shefa Miyuchar coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All I have to do is stay put, knowing that the Eibishter can go ahead and give me whatever he wants. He can be Mahalpich the Mazolos without me moving anywhere, without me going anywhere. That say could be, even if I'm not literally say going out of my place and starting to emerge into a new one, just staying in the same place called Kaveh Amokim the Tfiloso. That says what? And that Eon of Echosim Itamina Shal Avraham Avinu. I've learned the lesson from Avraham Avinu, who was the first individual where there was a gezar din issued based on the Olam HaMazolos, and Ayinei is Koach HaTfilah. He was able to be Mishanet, just staying right here, right now. You can go ahead and tap into that Koach HaTfilah that will allow the Eibishter to come Yochel, to be Mahapich the Olam HaMazolos, and that's what I show when I'm Koveya Mokom LeTfilah. So I'm going to make this my place, and if this is my place, and this is the Mokom that I've established from Mokom HaTfilah, Eibishter can do miracles for me right here and right now. Ayinei the Koach HaTfilah, without me doing anything else but that Koach HaTfilah, and that itself could engender a Gevaldik HaShefa, and Eibishter answering our tefillahs. Amen to Hashem, Eibishter shall listen to all our tefillahs, and especially on behalf of Achinu B'nai Yisrael and the difficult Korah Matzah in Eretz Yisrael, shall bring about Yeshua's V'Klal Yisrael, Abein V'Klal, Abein V'Frat, Rishmi Zeichet, to Simchas, to Mesuras Tovas, and Ketanach, and a great rest of the week up ahead. Kaddish, please.